Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. It takes what it takes. Watching a master do their work is always impressive. Whether it's an orator working a crowd or an athlete contorting their body with ease and finesse, it's incredible to see what people are capable of. We see things and wonder how they're possible. We hear feats of brilliance, of courage, of endurance, and of wisdom pulled off by Cato or by Thrasea, and wonder how they managed to do it. The answer in every instance is simple. They did the work. First, tell yourself what you want to be, then act your part accordingly, Epictetus said. This, after all, is what we find to be the rule in just about every other field. Athletes decide first what they want to be and then proceed to do what is necessary. The renowned mental conditioning expert Trevor Mawad put it even more simply, greatness takes what it takes. As Russell Wilson's mental skills coach, he has seen what that process looks like from the inside. His new book, with that same awesome title, It Takes What It Takes, is about the kind of work we have to do to achieve our biggest goals. And we interviewed Trevor for Daily Stoic, and he explained this a bit further. He said, "It goes back to a conversation I had with NBA star Vince Carter when I was consulting. He said that at 38, the behaviors for him to keep playing were clearly defined. It took what it took, and he had to decide whether to do them or not. That conversation helped me better explain the simple truths behind success to athletes. It also safely allows people to choose an average set of behaviors with a predetermined outcome. Remember that the Stoics, Marcus Aurelius especially, talked repeatedly about doing what his nature demanded. They also believed that character was fate. The work you put in, the traits you inculcated, that's what kind of person you would be, the kind of results you would get. Behavior, which you've drilled into your muscle memory, Trevor says, will dictate what happens next." So how can you be like Epictetus or Marcus Aurelius or Russell Wilson or Vince Carter? Set your sights on the goal and do the work. Put in what it takes. Do what your nature and the job demands. Build the muscle memory, and the outcome will be fated. Thanks for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you could leave us a review in iTunes, it helps a great deal. And of course, if you know anyone who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.